So you're part of the team which has developed Aotearoa's first climate-friendly food choices database. Could you please tell me a little bit about what first drew your attention to food systems and their environmental impacts?
Well, I think it's the crossover between health and the environment that really got me interested in food systems. So from international research, we know that the global food system is one of the primary drivers of the burden of ill health around the world. So common chronic diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes. But we also know that it's closely linked, or one of the primary drivers of environmental degradation, including climate change, but also biodiversity loss and a number of other environmental crises. So that's what drew me to this project in the first place, yeah.
Throughout the research, there was a bit of a trend which emerged between certain types of foodstuffs and their impact upon the environment.
Yeah, so there's definitely a rather large spectrum in terms of the climate impact of different foods that we tend to consume. So sort of at the higher end of the spectrum, we find foods like beef and lamb, but a number of other meats, including processed meats, pork, other animal products like butter and cheese. So we would sort of consider these foods to be, you know, the most climate polluting. And then sort of at the lower end of the spectrum, we find the majority of whole plant foods, including things like legumes, which are beans, peas and lentils, but vegetables, fruits, grains, cereals, as well as milk and milk alternatives, fall at that low end of the spectrum. So we can sort of consider those foods to be, you know, among the most climate friendly, if you like. But there is a very big spectrum, ranging from sort of 1 to 2 kilograms of CO2 equivalents per kilogram for those whole plant foods, ranging until as much as sort of 21 or so for beef. So it's quite a spectrum.
That is quite a large jump from 1 to 2 to 21 kilograms of carbon.
Yeah.
For you, what was the most significant takeaway from this research?
I think there's a lot of uncertainty that you know persists in New Zealand about our food system and its impact on the climate. I think, you know, there's this tendency to believe that our production systems are, you know, more efficient and less emissions intensive than those in other parts of the world, even though, you know, up until now there's been relatively little evidence to sort of support this notion. So I think one of the main sort of findings is that in terms of not only individual foods, but eating patterns or dietary patterns overall, New Zealand's not that dissimilar from the rest of the world. And, you know, there's really strong evidence internationally that, you know, a dietary pattern that focuses on plant foods and reducing consumption of animal foods is one of the best things that we can, you know, do for the planet, as well as our health. And I think having these results that are specific to New Zealand, you know, can give people here a lot of sort of reassurance. It can help to sort of, you know, stimulate a transformation of our food system.
So do you think that it kind of shines a bit of a light on the clean, green image that we in Aotearoa like to promote for ourselves?
Yeah, sure. I think a lot of people in the environmental movement are quite aware that the clean, green image that we promote is not as clean and green as we would maybe like to believe. So, I mean, yeah, it does shine a bit of a light. I think, you know, it's motivating for individuals to have, you know, to know what constitutes a healthy and a climate-friendly diet in New Zealand. But it should also motivate policymakers to help, you know, make that possible for people and to support that transition.
So what does the end result of your research look like? What application is this going to find at the end of the day?
Well, we hope that this is going to be sort of a stimulus for policy change. I think it would be really awesome if the New Zealand Ministry of Health, you know, would consider implementing or incorporating sustainability messaging into their dietary guidelines. Now that we've provided really good evidence to suggest that, you know, what's recommended in the guidelines are highly consistent with, you know, improving our impact on the climate, or reducing our impact on the climate, I should say. So that's one such measure that would be really good to see. I think in terms of, you know, future research and that sort of thing. I think focusing on some of the more sort of systemic barriers that are currently preventing change in this country, for instance, you know, opposition from powerful food industry groups, as well as a sort of reluctance among policymakers to institute change. I think that, you know, tackling some of those barriers is a really good, you know, would be a really good step forward in terms of, you know, research.
I did want to ask a bit about the reception that this research has had thus far. Like, have you found that there has been any opposition to the findings, or have people conversely been quite welcoming?
Yeah, good question. It's really early days, so it's only just come out this morning. So I suppose we'll see. But you know, it is a polarizing issue, and people have all sorts of opinions. But I think, you know, the take home is that the science is sending us like a pretty clear message that we need to do something about the impact of our food system, not only on, you know, population health, but also, you know, on the health of the planet.
Absolutely. If there was anything that you would like to add and really drive home for people listening out there, what would it be?
You know, I think this piece of work highlights that it is, you know, or at least highlights what is a healthy and climate-friendly diet for people. And I think it, you know, it shows a range of different sort of possible diets that sort of become progressively more plant-based. And I think having that evidence, you know, can really help people to be motivated to make change, and sort of find themselves on the spectrum and trying to move along the spectrum so that they can not only reduce their, you know, their personal climate footprint, but, you know, improve their health as well.
What kind of benefits or impacts are we likely to see if we did make a transition towards a more plant-based or sustainable way of producing food?
So we modeled a range of different dietary scenarios that were progressively more plant-based, and we found that diet-related emission savings, so the greenhouse gases associated with one's diet, could be reduced by as much as 42% by way of not only healthy dietary change, so increasing intake of plant-based foods, but also reducing unnecessary food waste, so food that we, you know, let go waste before we eat it. So those were sort of the emission savings that are achievable. We found that health impacts or health gains tended also to increase as, you know, diets became progressively more plant-based. So we found that health gains on the order of between 1 and 1.5 million QALYs, or quality adjusted life years, which is a measure used in public health that sort of incorporates not only premature death but also morbidity or disease burden. So that was quite significant. We also modelled health system expenditure and what sort of impact, you know, adopting these dietary scenarios would have on the healthcare system. And we found that savings of up to 20 billion were possible if the entire New Zealand population were to adopt a vegan type dietary pattern. And that saving would be over the lifetime of the current New Zealand population.
Did you say 20 billion?
Yeah, 20 billion.
That's an astronomical figure.
It's not insignificant, no.
No. Thank you, Jono, very, very much for your time. I understand how busy a day it must have been for you with this research just being released to the public this morning in Aotearoa. Is there anything that you'd like to add just to finish up?
Yeah, I guess just sort of the take-home message is that, you know, healthy dietary change that involves eating more plants and fewer animal products is, you know, one of, if not the most important thing that people can do to, you know, help with this planetary crisis that we find ourselves in. I guess, yeah, that would be my takeaway.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, afternoon, as it is in Canada. I really, really appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk to me.
No worries. Thank you.
Thank you very much.